Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. This week we've been looking at the idea of perfection, and on Tuesday we saw in the Bible how God says, "Be perfect as I'm perfect." Sometimes it feels like that sets an impossible standard for us, the idea that we're supposed to make ourselves perfect in a day. I don't want to water this down though. God really did make us to be perfect and holy and close to Him. We see in the Bible that human beings were created for a close personal relationship with God. We are meant to be fully acceptable to Him, to walk with Him day by day. Of course, that's not what we experience today because we've all rebelled against God and pushed Him away through something called sin. That's when death came into our world. That means that we're not perfect. We're far from holy. And this is a pretty hopeless scenario if we have to make ourselves perfect and holy, because we can try all we want. Maybe you have. Maybe you've tried to build yourself back up, like building a house around you and living in it at the same time. It's impossible. That's why Jesus came to earth. God came to earth as Jesus, died for us, taking our sins with Him, and rose again, destroying their power to hold us down. And now He's embarked on this building project, rebuilding us to make us once again what we were created to be, good, perfect, holy, and acceptable to God. That's a work in progress. You don't build a house like the one behind me in a day. It takes time, it's a process. And in the same way, God's work of perfecting and making us holy is one that takes time. It's one that He's working on. He has a plan for us to be with Him in His kingdom. It's the final act of this play that we could call the entire history of the world. We're not there yet. But we also know that it ends well because of what Jesus has done. So that's where there's hope in this story. If God simply said, "Be holy as I'm holy," and Jesus simply endorsed it and said, "Yep, you need to be perfect," without giving us a way, this would be crushing and hopeless. But God didn't just say, "Be perfect, try harder, make it so." Rather, He made it so. He did something decisive about the barrier between us and being accepted by God. He made it possible for us to be perfected. So that's where there's hope here. If you feel crushed by life's demands, by people's expectations of you being perfect, or maybe even your own, look for help. I asked you on Monday how you usually react when you're trying to be perfect and you can't be. Do you give up? Do you try harder? I'd like to suggest you look for help. Jesus Himself says He is that help. He says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Me." If you're trying to be perfect and holy and acceptable to God and you're finding it impossible on your own, like every other human being ever has, look to Me. Look to God. Look to God in the flesh as a human, Jesus Christ. We're at a big turning point in the Sermon on the Mount right now, where we are shifting from the first few passages that were about the Beatitudes, and then we looked at the five applications Jesus gives to help us understand His relationship to the Old Testament law. And He's about to start talking about piety, about how followers of Jesus worship and communicate with God, and our tendency to make that about us rather than God. This is a good turning point, this line, because in it, Jesus is saying, "Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect," and that would be impossible if this was simply about us. But it's also about God, and it's about Jesus as God in the flesh, here to make it possible for us. So that's where there's hope in this. This is the turning point where the Sermon on the Mount, although it might have appeared to be disappointing, discouraging, and hopeless, we suddenly start to see how it gives hope and it is encouraging. Well, I have a challenge for you to take on today. Go through the last 5 weeks' worth of examples about anger, lust, truth, retaliation, and loving your enemies, and rate yourself out of 5 on each of those. Which one is your worst score? If you ever thought you were perfect, this will help you see you're not. Now ask God to perfect you in that area of your life that you find hardest to perfect yourself in. Have a great time considering that one on your own or with a group. I'll see you tomorrow as we take time to reflect and pray about this. Bye for now.